Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Make my way downtown. Walking fast, faces pass, and I'm homebound. Staring blankly ahead, just making a way through the crowd. And I need you, and I miss you, and now I want.
I had to get those strings in there. Had to wait till the strings came in. It's Wiggy's dream. It's the all WPS rejoin morning here on the Greg Hill Show. Good morning if you're just tuning in. Hot first hour. A little bit of everything. Smash Baskets, Leeds, Red Sox, Mac Jones.
And you know what? Wiggy's right. I went under when it came to those Smash Baskets. Yeah. Like, Greg Hill could come up with a Smash Basket with a sweatshirt, socks, and a nice bottle of wine.
My favorite was the I believe it was the 978. The Greg Hill Smash Basket is a KFC bucket of chicken at 2 a.m.
The Greg Hill Smash Basket is like 20% off at East Coast Metal Roof. Davio's gift card, and then a long sleeve leftover shirt from a Jingle All the Way 5K from like 4 years ago.
From a dress Greg
sponsored. Because if you're Jeter, like, do you want to be known for giving out autographed baseballs? Like,
no, I know. I do stand by the sweatshirt, though.
All right, well,
yeah,
thanks.
Like a nice off-white sweatshirt, like an expensive one, obviously.
Nice, maybe something from like a Marine Layer or something like that. Faraday, one of those quality online brands.
Sure.
All right, as we move here into the second hour, don't forget Tyler Murray, 9 o'clock, Chris Costa, 9:30. We're going to open some baseball cards and talk a Fenway pop-up shop. The kids will love that one. Make sure you're watching twitch.tv/BostonWEI. And please text the show anytime at 37937 on the Subaru of New England text line. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Wiggy, yesterday on a record of the Six Rings podcast, now available at weei.com, Apple Pod, Spotify, Podbean, Stitcher, etc., etc., Shime and I broke down a fun little list because, of course, this is the final dead season or dead spell, if you will, before we kick off camp at the end of July. And then we just get on board that train, and for 6 months, it is all about the NFL. Okay, so it's listicle season, a final silly season. People need to come up with lists to keep the masses engaged, keep the clicks rolling through. And Bucky Brooks, excellent talking head at the NFL Network, one of the co-hosts of the Move the Sticks podcast, excellent football podcast with Daniel Jeremiah, he put out a list of 2022 NFL season ranking top duos at 11 key position groups.
Okay.
So he went through all the positional groups. I would like to see if you can guess who he had as the top or at the top of the positional groupings. This is a fun one. Who did you think Bucky Brooks listed as the top quarterback duo in the NFL?
Oh, so it's just quarterback and receiver.
No, quarterbacks. Who's got the best 1-2 punch?
Okay, so it's the quarterback
and backup.
And their weapons?
Quarterback and the backup quarterback. Who's the best?
Just the quarterback position.
Just the quarterback. Who's got the best QB room in the NFL right now?
Oh, man.
I think I know.
I would also like a guess from you, Miss Courtney. 5 seconds.
Oh, this is pretty. This is very, very. This is a difficult one.
Courtney, who you got?
I would say Aaron Rodgers and
Jordan Love. Okay, Courtney?
I think San Francisco. I think Jimmy G and Trey Lance.
A quality guess. Bucky Brooks, The third best quarterback duo or room in the league, Trey Lance and Jimmy Garoppolo with the San Francisco 49ers. The second best, according to Bucky Brooks, of course, longtime scout, played for years in the league, Kyler Murray and Colt McCoy in Arizona. His best quarterback room in the NFL, Josh Allen and Case Keenum in Buffalo.
That was just pure out stupid.
What are you talking
that
about?
Was That's just an dumb.
Josh Allen is a top five quarterback. Case Keenum is a tremendous backup. He's one in the league. He went to the NFC Championship.
All right, so I could see the Case Keenum angle, but Kyler Murray and
that one's dumb.
Yeah, that one I don't like.
And then the other one, Jimmy Garoppolo and Trey Lance.
Yeah,
what? I would rather have Aaron Rodgers and Jordan Love.
I too.
That's just stupid.
I would probably
and I like
have
Bucky
that as well.
Brooks. That is just that.
Wait till you hear a different position.
I would rather have.
He's gonna love.
What is it? I would rather have Brady and who, isn't it Blake Bortles?
Blaine Gabbert?
Blaine
Gabbert.
Oh,
no, it's Kyle Trask.
I still think it's Gabbert. I would probably
have that
as
well. You might be right. It could be Trask or whatever. I would much rather that.
What about Mitch Berg and Kenny Pickett in Pittsburgh? How about Baltimore with Lamar Jackson and dude that backed him up last year, Tyler Huntley, who was awesome?
Guys, what about here? We got Mac Jones, Brian Hoyer? Hoyer.
Don't forget Bailey Zappi.
Lest we forget about private first class Bailey Zappi.
So let's move on. That's a swing and a miss. Right. I'll give him the Josh Allen.
Who's got the best 1-2 punch at running back? The best running back room. The best 1-2 punch at running back in the NFL, according to Bucky Brooks.
I would go with the Patriots on that one. I think it is Damian Harris and Ramondre Stevenson.
And the Ramonster as well. Mm-hmm. I too think they are a tad underrated. Miss Courtney?
Yeah, I would go with Patriots. I am a Ramondre
card-carrying member.
Fan.
Yes, I'm a big fan of the Ramondster as well. I think he's going to have an excellent year.
Mm-hmm.
Bucky Brooks says the third best running back room in the NFL, Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon in Green Bay. Excellent.
It's pretty good. I like
that. Melvin Gordon and breakout candidate number one, Javonte Williams, on the likely-to-explode Denver Broncos offense.
Melvin Gordon.
Broncos country. Let's ride.
Melvin Gordon,
he's still got it. And number one, and this is kind of inarguable, Chubb and Hunt in Cleveland.
Oh, that's pretty good.
I mean, that's a...
I would see... I don't... Melvin Gordon, he was... you're a fantasy guy, right?
Yeah, oh yeah.
He wasn't that great.
No, he's just a touchdown vulture. That's all he was.
Yeah, he wasn't
He's
like
not
him.
The same guy he was back when he played with
the
San Diego Chargers. He's a touchdown vulture. He's a good backup running back. Javonte Williams is going to be a monster this
year. When I think of...
An absolute beast.
When I think of, like, 1-2 punch running backs, I think of two guys that can go out there and get you... 100 yards a game.
That would be Chubb and Hunt, because that's an incredible compliment. Chubb is just an absolute juggernaut, just a massive specimen who is great off tackle, up the gut, anywhere you need him. And Hunt can still get you those yards on the ground, but maybe one of the best pass catching backs in recent years. I mean, like they're dynamite.
I would have had Harris and Stevenson on that list. I would have took Melvin Gordon off.
Wide receiver. Who's the best 1-2 punch at wide receiver in the NFL? Best duo of wide receivers.
Oh, that one's easy. That's Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill.
Solid guess. Very solid guess. Courtney?
I don't know. I won't be able to pull one up for you.
That's okay. Because Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill should probably be top five, but we only have the top three. Coming in at number three, Mike Evans and Chris Godwin with your Tampa Bay Buccaneers. As Shyam and I would like to point out, make sure you snag Russell Gage in your fantasy draft this year, because he is going to feed until Godwin is healthy. Coming in at number two, Devontae Adams and Hunter Renfro of the Las Vegas Raiders.
All right.
And according to Bucky Brooks, the best 1-2 punch at wide receiver, Keenan Allen and Mike Williams.
Man, come
on.
With the Los Angeles.
Stop. That's
I'm also doing news while we're
prepping
talk,
the news,
so.
By all means.
Stop. See, like,
by all means.
This is where you lose me, right?
Oh, just you wait, Wiggy. This is a slow burn to build.
Listen, I like Keenan Allen and I like Mike Williams, but I think Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle are being knocked because of their quarterback. If they had a better quarterback, they would probably be in the top.
They haven't played yet together, so let's see. There's obviously tons of potential. They could be an absolute nightmare. Each of them can, likely grab one of Tua's patented 7-yard slants and take it straight up the gut.
Well, Devontae Adams
six.
And Hunter Renfro hadn't played together, so how the hell are they on the top
okay,
three?
Fair point as well. However, like that combo of like the possession receiver, the third down slot guy with those quick feet and breaking ankles, and Devontae Adams, who could some
and
may say
I,
is the best receiver in the NFL, that's a tough one too.
If I ask you, who are the top three receivers in the NFL? Who would you say?
Just Devontae Adams, Tyreek Hill.
Right.
Jamar Chase or Justin Jefferson.
Right.
One of those.
But Tyreek Hill would be up there. So the fact that you don't have Tyreek Hill, you have Mike Evans. Tyreek Hill, I'd much rather have Tyreek Hill than Mike Evans or Chris Godwin.
Okay. You're going to love this one. You ready? Mm-hmm. This is what it's all about. Right here. Here we go. Your former position, Jermaine Wiggins, the tight ends. Give me Bucky Brooks' pick for the best tight end duo in the NFL heading into the 2022 season.
Wow. Mm-hmm. See, this one is a difficult one because there aren't too many.
The tight ends are not as elite. Now we've lost the Gronk, the great Gronkowski.
Right, and the duos are not
as good.
You know, everybody's got just one good guy. Hmm. Wow. I would, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know even I'd go with on this.
It is a tough one.
I figure
that you're the foremost authority and expert considering you played the position so successfully for years in the NFL.
Did you go Kansas City, Travis Kelce?
That's a great guess. That was one of my
guesses. Excellent guess. That was Shime's guess.
Who's Travis Kelce?
Doesn't matter. Whoever his backup is, it's just, you know.
Travis Kelce just the best of the
position. A person, warm body.
I would say Travis Kelce and whoever his backup is.
You'll go with the Kansas City Chiefs.
I like the kid out of Pittsburgh.
Freiermuth?
Yeah, I like him.
Who sounds like Pat Freiermuth. His name sounds like it's a different name, but it's hard to say because you're like drunk or you just had dental surgery.
Well, then I would go with Kansas City because I would say Kansas City and the kid Noah Gray because I think Noah Gray's in Kansas City.
Okay, excellent guess. According to Bucky Brooks, the third best tight end room in the NFL is David Njoku and Harrison Bryant with the Cleveland Browns.
Makes no sense.
Yeah.
The second best is Mark Andrews and Nick Boyle. Now, Mark Andrews is excellent.
Well, Isaiah Likely is going to be pretty good on that on the Baltimore Ravens, so be a lookout for him. He was the keys from actually around here, but he played at Coastal Carolina.
Yes.
And they say he's having
Coastal Carolina, new member of the Pac-12.
Really good camp. So, all right.
I love their logo.
So, Nick Boyle and
Mark Andrews in
Tell
Baltimore.
Tell them who number one is, Fitzy.
And the number one tight end duo heading into the 2022 season, according to NFL.com analyst podcaster, former professional football scout Bucky Brooks, is Hunter Henry and Jonnu Smith of the New England Patriots.
I think Wiggy just had a stroke.
See, last year before the season started, I might have agreed with him, right? Because you look on these two guys and what they're capable of doing. But we've seen a year of Jonnu Smith, and he really has to take a significant leap to kind of jump in. I think Hunter Henry's he's more of a touchdown guy. He's a good player. He's a good possession tight end.
You didn't really give him his flowers, though, last year.
Well, because he's a good.
You were kind of a hater.
No, he's a good possession tight end. Yeah. He's not anybody who's going to wow you.
Mm-hmm.
He's not like, when I think of like the top tight ends.
It's George Kittle.
It's Darren Waller. It's Travis Kelce.
There would have been a perfectly good guess.
How is Darren Waller?
Darren Waller and Foster Moreau should be, I would say, probably the top tight end room in the league. Real quick, before we get back to how hilariously ridiculous this is. 401, you're right. Cooper Kupp and Allen Robinson. That could easily be a top three wide receiver room if Allen Robinson plays to potential this year.
And Blake Bell is the backup for Travis Kelce.
Thank you very much, Courtney. Okay. 401, the Steelers tight end group should be in the mix. Several people saying, how in the hell do you not have Jamar Chase and T. Higgins as one of the top three wide receiver groups or duos in the
NFL?
Yeah,
that's a pretty good one.
Yeah, and also, thank you very much. Let's see, who was it who said that? I agree. Also, Adam Thielen and Justin Jefferson. I mean, come on. Mm-hmm. That is a dynamic wide receiver duo. But yes, Bucky Brooks straight up says, Wiggy, here it is. Don't let the modest numbers put up by this veteran tandem in their first season together overshadow their immense talent and potential. Interchangeable seam runners with the speed and quickness to scoot down the hashes on a variety of play-action passes that lure LBs and safeties to the line of scrimmage.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the big one. This plays into your lead. With quarterback Mac Jones expected to take his game up a notch after playing at a Pro Bowl level as a rookie, the Patriots' dynamic duo could create plenty of headaches for opponents ill-equipped to deal with a versatile 12 personnel package.
See, I agree with their potential. I don't think Hunter Henry has the same potential that he used to have, but he's still a solid player. Jonnu Smith has the athletic ability. He has all that. But could he be a guy? When I think of, for you to be considered one of the top tight ends in the league, you got to be catching me 80-plus passes.
As many as you thought Asiasi would catch in 2020?
Yeah, yeah. So is Travis Kelce your number one?
Travis Kelce's number one.
Does he remain the top tight end in the NFL this year?
Kelce by far.
I'm going to take him on my fantasy again. Yeah, I got laughed at last year.
Yeah, that's because
I got mocked for saying old man Kelce had lost his step in the first half of the season. He looked like old man Kelce
in
the
second
half of
the season. Who else is Pat Mahomes going to throw to this year? Juju?
Yeah, see, boy, the Kansas City, Shime and I are going to make our case when we come back in a few minutes for a spinoff of the red zone. You know, the red zone, just nothing but scores, nothing but red zone action, nothing but nonstop awesome NFL highlights from the great Scott Hansen every Sunday on
like,
your cable
Hunter
package.
Henry's good, Courtney. Like, he's solid. That's it. You're not like...
Very dependable, but Jonnu Smith is the wild card because
not,
he did nothing
But neither
year.
One of those guys are winning you games or you can go out there and go, oh, wow, these guys... Like, neither one of them are on that Travis Kelce, George Kittle, Darren Wallace. So... That's kind of the way I look at the tight end position. And today's game, if you can't catch over 80, then you're not considered one of those guys.
401 texter, thank you very much. This is a great reminder. Actually, 603-401, Steph Diggs and Gabe Davis. Gabe Davis, who had that four-touchdown monster game in the playoffs against Kansas City. Also, the wideout room in Philadelphia would like to check in. Philadelphia, and they now have A.J. Brown and the Slim Reaper, Devontae Smith. That's
pretty good.
So many electric duos, they can't touch Hunter and Jonnu.
The problem, I think, with what Bucky's thing is when he looked at duos, he then looked at the quarterback and who the quarterback was.
And he's buying big and he's betting heavy on Mac Jones ascending. We'll continue that conversation. Get your foundational beliefs in Mac. Did you like the list? Do you have any others you'd like to add to the conversation? 617-779-7937. The news is coming up soon, but first, we trend.
Gresh and Keith, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
You can do your grocery shopping without ever getting out of your car with Shaw's Drive Up and Go. Just shop online at Shaw's or use the convenient Shaw's Deals and Delivery app. Shaw's, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Network. And speaking of the Red Sox, they fell to the Rays last night, 8-4. They play again tonight at Fenway. First pitch, 7:10, with Ken and Fitzy's guy, Brian Bayo, on the mound. You can tune in right here on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Network. Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh since 1860. And make sure to join Mutt for the Visit Massachusetts pregame show at 6:10, sponsored by the Massachusetts Office of Travel and Tourism. Start your summer at visitma.com. And reminder that Chris Sale could return to the Sox rotation as early as next week. Alex Cora told MLB Network Radio that team officials will see how he's feeling on Thursday after the injury rehab start. If all checks out, Sale's next game would be at the MLB level. So that's good news for Chris Sale. I know that's not really a crazy indicator of how the Red Sox could do at the end of the season for Wiggy, but I think a lot of people excited to see what he can do once he's back.
Huge night in Red Sox Nation. Chris Sale for the Woo Sox, Brian Bayo at Fenway. This could really show the way and light the path for the second half of the season.
Yep. Well, that's what's trending here is Shime with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. It is currently 73 degrees and cloudy here in the city of Boston. The high today is 84. The sun's going to break through, make it a very nice afternoon, nice warm afternoon for you today.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Greg Hill Show on WEEI. WEEI.
Watch us. Love us. Just follow WEEI on Twitch.
It's time for...
Oh, my God!
The news.
You get your Sopranos checked.
With your host...
Flex Plass.
Courtney Cox.
Now, I just don't believe I'd want any finger-licking good chicken that she touched.
Just saying.
Brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, specializing in men's sexual health.
Regenerative treatments
on WEEI.
Time now for the news with Miss Courtney Cox, brought to you by Northeast Men's Health. They now have three offices in the Boston area, including their newest in Marlboro. Miss Courtney.
Well, good morning. In today's edition of Sick People, a Winthrop man was arraigned yesterday on charges that he menaced people with a realistic-looking AK-47 as people set up for a 4th of July parade. 23-year-old Gregory Gill, which is, I mean, there is a comparison there that I won't make, but Greg Hill, Gregory Gill, reportedly sat atop a military vehicle and pointed the replica at people as they passed by.
Super fun for everyone.
I mean,
thank you, Greg.
In this type of day and age, he was released on $500 bail. He must remain under home confinement while also submitting himself to GPS monitoring.
He's lucky
monitoring.
He didn't get shot.
Oh, of course. But here we can hear from one of the witnesses, Richard Duvall.
Yeah, you hear him over the top rat-a-tat-tatting, pretending he's shooting people going down the street. So we told him, we said, hey, come on, knock it off.
And this comes, you know, we're finding out about this instant. Thank God nothing actually happened here, because you look at Philly, you look at Illinois.
The atrocity at Highland Park. Just
terrible.
Nope.
So, there are crazy people out there, and Wiggy was completely right yesterday. We have sickos across this country, and
they
we have
ain't
a
going
serious
nowhere.
Issue.
Yeah,
when
they
I just want to know when we will prioritize mental health the same way that we prioritize physical well-being. Everything is nonstop, just like tuck this in, lose this over there, look better here, feel fresher there, work out, get ripped, get strong, better sex, and it's never sort of like, how are you feeling? Do you feel the urge to do something as crazy as sitting with a replica AK-47 at a 4th of July parade and scaring
the holy crap out of people,
making them think they have a life or death
moment?
The problem is
this, right? The problem with this
I don't get it.
The problem is that there's two issues to mental health. People who really have mental health issues that find themselves in dark places and ultimately do stuff to themselves, but still understand that I might be dealing with stuff, but that doesn't mean I go out there and kill innocent people. See, there's a difference between mental health issues and you just being an absolute psycho. And the lines get blurred because a lot of people instantly go to a psycho and go, well, he might have mental health issues. Well, you should still know that if you are sitting on top of a building trying to pick people off, bro, that ain't mental health issues. You are a psychopath.
But it stems from someplace, Wiggy, though.
Yeah, it stems from someplace. Yeah. But let's not use mental health as the
scapegoat
on why this.
It's not a scapegoat to me. It's more whether they. Yeah, sure. Certain people can just be born broken. The greatest supercomputer is also the most fragile organic organism in the world. The genius and the horror of the human brain.
Right.
Right. But some people may just have, you know, chemically misaligned ones. They
of
could
course.
Be sad and broken from the get-go. But a lot of times these problems fester and they're not addressed, and we don't take care of our own. And next thing you know, someone thinks it's okay to be in Las Vegas doing what they Highland Park or
where do a lot of these problems come from? A lot of these problems come from a lot of times the home and how they're raised, right? There are some, you know, like, you know, the whole, you know, chemical issues, you might be born a certain way. Okay. But a lot of these times it's about how you raise, you know, who's raising you, the environment you're raised in, play a lot into this. So we have to do a better job rather than worrying about stupid ass bike lanes and nonsense like that. Trying to educate and making sure there are programs for these young kids before they get to the point and they become, some of them become these lost souls.
The Highland Park monster, the police had to be called on him because he said he wanted to kill everybody, and they took knives, daggers, all these terrible things from him. And then his dad reportedly bought him a gun.
Great.
Right after.
Oh, that's legal. Like most of these people.
Right, that's crazy.
But most of these people, that's why we need to stop with the guns, because most of these people that do these type of things are getting their guns legally.
It starts at home, Wiggy. I couldn't agree with you more. Quick call on this real quick. Joe's calling in from Lowell. He would like to participate in today's show. Joe, how are you? What do you got?
Hey, guys. Hey, Fixie. Glad you're driving the car today, pal.
Having a good time doing it. Thanks for welcoming us in, Joe.
I hope you don't have an open container in the car at the time of operation, sir.
No, sir.
Hey, listen, guys, listen. You know, I'm sure, and we talk about this a lot, but I'm sure a hand has been reached out to this Highland Park kid several times. You don't think there's a guidance counselor in the school that's talked to him? You don't think people have tried to reach out to these people? To Wiggy's point, some people are just psychos. They don't want the help. They like feeling miserable. They like feeling isolated and alone in a weird, strange way. It's their little world, and they're not going to let people penetrate it. So you can't save everybody, and it's something with the population the size of the United States, you're going to have psychos, you're going to have whack jobs, and there's no way of really. The only way we can do it, and I've talked about this before, is this kid's social media profile was so absurd. Mm-hmm. But in today's society, where you're supposed to be so tolerant of other people's views, that people don't want to seem intolerant by calling someone out.
That's a good point.
And that's a problem. And that's a problem what we have here today.
Joe,
and that's where I'll leave it at, guys.
Yeah, that's a
Joe's
good...
completely correct.
And Joe,
too.
Thanks for the call.
You
have
look
a good
at
day.
The
Be
music
well.
Video that he had out and what he was posting, and it was all
like
done.
There's a difference for being that's like an... freedom of speech. I want to, like, my political beliefs vary from other people's.
Right.
So there's a difference, like, when you are now in a classroom, you know, dropping bullets, and like that is instantly a red. But we've seen in a lot of these cases before where some of these people are on, like, the government watch list or, you know, law enforcement's watch list, and they're not doing nothing about it.
Well, that's why I'm glad this guy in Winthrop has to have a GPS monitoring and check in and all
GPS
of these things.
GPS monitoring should be thrown in jail for about 25 years.
But what are we going to do with him? Just let him occupy federal funds and space somewhere in isolation?
Like, what are you going to do? You either take him out to pasture, you know, you can't do that because that's inhumane, or when you're doing things...
Most people would probably agree that taking people out style.
Well, it depends on the person, right? The guy from Illinois, I think a lot of people would be like, take him out to pasture. Or you gotta stop giving these people real hard time. So it might not be so. Maybe it's for the next guy. So if this guy in Winthrop is doing that, and now all of a sudden he goes to court and the judge throws 25 years at him,
mm-hmm.
I guarantee you he's going to think real different. And the next person comes up and goes, wait a second, this guy got 25 years for a fake gun?
Yep.
I'm not talking about turning the entire world into a breakout feelings room with, like, mm-hmm. free snacks and beanbag chairs. But at the same time, get in early on whenever you see problems developing. I personally would like to see more funds routed to the school system so that there are more guidance counselors,
yep.
so that mm-hmm. there are more people that can deal with issues from an early age, because the journey is short, the journey is difficult, and we all have issues. Yep. Let's continue with the news.
Well, an irrational fear as we are smack dab in the middle of our warm months. Folks in Maine and New Hampshire need to be on the lookout. Now, Wiggy, we have talked about what mm-hmm. to do if you see a bear, whether it's a black bear, brown yep. bear. There are a bunch of different things, whether you make yourself big, whether you make yourself small, whether you yell at it. Mm-hmm. There are different things depending on the bears. Well, folks that are, in wildlife are warning people in Maine and New Hampshire that they need to be careful of black bears because they are wandering out into residential areas.
Bruh, did you see the video of the black bear blasting through somebody's
yes,
front door?
I saw that.
What?
Yes.
Yes, yeah. There was a
wait,
video.
Wait, we're not talking like blasting through their garbage barrels. Just
no.
flat out just
no, no,
welcoming
no.
themselves
through the front
in.
Door, like the front door comes off the hinges.
Yep.
Like the police were coming through the door.
Yeah.
Yeah, damn. Like banging down the door. And it's just all of a sudden the bear's head comes in the door and there's a lady screaming in the background. It was wild.
Yeah.
And they're just everywhere. It's crazy. And they're saying while black bear attacks are not common, do not engage. Which I agree with. But mm-hmm. we can hear from Ryan and Amanda Hegarty, whose home is on the edge of White Mountain National Forest.
They found our trash a couple times, so they keep coming back. We try putting it in the bed of my truck. Like, they just climb right in there. They take it. I mean,
we put our grill on our porch to cover the stairs, and they just climb right over and reach over it.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yep.
That happened to me. I was up in North Conway one time, my friends and I, and we were, like, at an Airbnb. And We had the gate closed to the back porch, the whole nine, and we had, but there was apparently a little bit of trash left out there. And all of a sudden, middle of the night, you hear a crash. Our table got knocked over out back, and there was a bear digging through the trash.
Absolute wild. Horror show. Clean up your garbage. Lock it up.
But it's not even that. And my next story is about a woman who was in a Bertucci's parking lot, and she got bit by a coyote. She's doing like rabies treatment right now. But I was on Cape over the weekend, and we had pulled in at nighttime after picking up some food, and we were walking down the dirt road to get to the house that we were staying at, and there was a girl coming from another house on the same dirt road. And we are walking towards her, and I kid you not, a coyote walks up to her. We are watching this happen, and literally just sniffs her, walks right by. She comes over to us. She's like, am I crazy, or did that just happen? It was the most outrageous thing I've ever seen, but you can't freak out because it's going to freak out the coyote, and who knows what it'll do. But they're everywhere.
Oh, sure. It happens all the time. There was a mass, like, I guess there was some deforestation that took place in the Blue Hills years and years and years ago, which led to a ton of coyotes making their way into backyards and all over the South Shore. Speaking of happening on the Cape, two summers ago, I was just sitting on my front porch with my neighbor Brett enjoying a nice cold beverage late at night. It was sunset-ish on a Sunday night. As we're sitting there, wandering white right through, as my then three-year-old is just there on his balance bike, a fox just walks into the front yard, looks at us, and I'm like, do I go to grab the kid, or do we all just sort of sit here and let this play out? We took the Bill Belichick approach of letting Pete Carroll decide to throw the pass. The fox looked at us and was like, eh, nothing, and ran off.
Well, that's, let me give you a little kind of, a little tip for you. When you live anywhere where
Wiggy's tips, Wiggy's life tip number one on the day.
When you live somewhere and there's wooded areas, guess what? You're going to probably see coyotes and foxes.
And bears.
Well, not bears necessarily.
Oh,
like, you know, that's more like towards the mountains and stuff like that. You got to know, like, all right, if I'm going on a hike, I might encounter a bear. But if you, like, you know, you're down on the Cape or, you know, where'd you say you were?
I was actually on Cape Cod.
All right. And so where there's, like, wooded areas, you're going to see, like, foxes and coyotes. That's just the nature of the beast. It's like being in the city and going, oh, my God. That's a wrap. Yeah. Well, you live in the city, you're going to see those type of things.
It's like being, what, a shark in the ocean? Oof. What?
Right.
I got pinched by a crab the other day on the foot. It hurt momentarily, and someone was like, oh, my God, crab. Oh, God. It's like, yeah, that's his house. I stepped on his house. He was like, hey, I'm living over here, and pinched my foot and reminded me to stop stepping on him.
Well, I seen a girl.
Stunk. It kind of stunk for a second, but I moved on.
I seen a girl that was on the news last night and got to get her leg amputated because she got bit by a shark. And she was, like, set in, like, 5 or 6 feet of water. And now I'm starting to think to myself, like, we have to be more, like, when you go to the beach, you have to carry a knife with you. Just in case you do go get, well, what happens if you take your kid out there and you're
supposed to punch it in the nose.
But if you have,
this,
like,
isn't a Dane Cook's kid.
Yeah,
did you guys write this bit before the show?
No.
You have to carry a large knife with you. This is just incredibly dangerous. I mean, wow.
Well,
you're going to look like a jungle safari guy with a giant bayonet on your back.
What are we talking about? Like a pocket knife, machete,
a little like
sword, claymore, broadsword, katana?
No, but you have to. You know, there are a lot of people who just carry knives for, like, you know, things that they need, right?
Yeah.
So if you're going, if you're going to the beach and you know there's so many shark attacks, you're not like punching a shark in the nose, because there was another guy in Long Island punched the shark and the shark bit his hand. You almost have to protect yourself. It's like if you go on a hike, shouldn't you go on a hike with a gun?
What
are we doing? We're just
I'm just going to hang out with Rich Keefe. He has a sword. I'll be fine.
Right.
That's so it. You go
just
through the woods.
Just an ordinary average person.
So you go through the woods on a hike, potentially encountering a bear, and you're going to do that with pepper spray?
No, but I'm not so sure how I feel about carrying a sword on my hike.
I didn't say a sword. I said a gun.
Oh, wow.
I'm pretty sure they make, like, bear mace.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so.
Hey, oh, shark attack. Quick.
It's like a binocular to a bear.
Children, be out of the waters as I shall slay this shark on a day when the sun is high.
That's why people get bit and eaten. Did you not see the video of the guy, his wife, and his two kids, and they're walking through the woods, and the bear's behind them, and they're videotaping it, and they're like, don't run, don't run, don't run. And the bear is steadily stalking them. Like, if you're going to go into their territory, you might want to have something that, And most experienced hunters, not hunters, but hikers will tell you
right.
to carry a weapon on you when you go, preferably a gun.
All right. On that potentially dangerous note, we will pay the bills, take a quick break.
That's smart.
And that's why Courtney doesn't hike. Yep. Sword sales are going to skyrocket, and I'm sure they'll be sponsoring the show momentarily. The news continues on the other side here on the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
For the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean the bare necessities are Mother Nature's recipes that bring the bare necessities of life. Wherever I wander, wherever I roam, I couldn't be found off my big home.
First of all, this just gives me the happy screams from my childhood. But second, could not be a better suggestion for a rejoin. Shout out 774 Bob from the Cape here requesting the bare necessities from the Jungle Book as a rejoin based off your conversation. Thanks. No, Bob. Thank you. Yes. Continuing to prove my point, the Cape is the greatest place in the
Jungle
world.
Jungle Book, good movie.
Awesome movie. I've gotten to play now Mickey Mouse Clubhouse and the Jungle Book on back-to-back days. So
you know what? We're doing things here. We're doing setting right. records. We're becoming a vibe. More importantly, just hearing something like that puts me in a happy mood. If you missed it, we were just doing the news. We're about halfway through.
I'm giving you hiking tips.
Courtney did a story. Wiggy, see, again, life hacks with Wigs. Wiggy takes. Wiggy hacks.
Word.
Wiggy, the word of Wiggy. Wise words of Wiggy. WWW. That needs to be your new video series that we'll do on Instagram. If we have our big social media powwow here this summer, I'm going to insist that WWW, the wise words of Wiggy, becomes a weekly feature because you recommending people carry large knives or swords to the beach so as to be able to prevent a shark attack might be the wisest words I've heard today.
From the 860 Wiggy's Hiking Guide title, Stay Strapped or Get Snapped.
That's true. That is 100% true.
Putting that on a shirt yesterday.
And when you see those guys like snorkeling or scuba diving, they always got knives on them. They got a little strap on their leg. And so now you're going out there because it seems like the sharks are everywhere.
Yeah.
You're out there with your kids. Keep a little something on you
just
in case.
Well, maybe so you don't get like ensnared in some kelp or seaweed as well.
You can cut yourself out of a rope.
Or if you get in a net or there's a rope, a little six-pack container. I don't think it's really so that you can go at it with like a gnarly ray or
but
shark.
These sharks are though,
it's not a James Bond movie.
No, because the crazy thing is when I saw this story about this girl who lost her leg, I think it was in North Carolina or something like that, she was in like 5 feet of water.
That's what they say.
So these sharks are coming right up to 4 or 5 feet of water. Don't you want to protect yourself just in case?
I just don't know if stabbing a shark with a pocket knife would actually make it go away.
Oh, if you caught it right, I bet you if you caught it, if you stabbed a shark, it's
right in the eye. I could just totally be relaxed. Like, if all I just got to do is just get this guy right in the eye.
Pow, right in the kisser.
Boom, you just there. Like, I mean, you just plugging him at that point, whether you catch him in the eye or not, but at least you have something that maybe affects the shark to let go.
Smile, you son of a
rather than just slapping him on the head with your hand and he's like, yeah, okay.
And the news continues.
Yeah, well, this is an interesting one. I saw this, hadn't heard about it before, but I guess it's like the perfume of the summer, and it's pretty gross. A new TikTok trend, it's called vabbing. V-A-B-B-I-N-G.
Vab.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's when a woman takes her, quote, lady essence.
Okay.
And bottles it up as a perfume to put it on herself. Ugh. And it's supposed to entice men to talk to her and buy her free drinks.
Wait.
It's apparently working for a lot of women.
Like pheromones?
Yeah, exactly.
Apparently.
That's what I was just going to say. Like the pheromones from said perhaps lady area, if you will, would entice men. Now, see, I've often heard that the most attractive scent to men in the world is like vanilla. So like if there's bad news,
I
you have to break. It's unbelievable. Like,
it's cocoa butter. That's why so many women wear Palmer's cocoa butter.
Yeah. Bad news coming home, have some cookies in the oven, apparently.
Yeah.
The idea that one would try to retrieve one's own essence and then smear thyself with it.
Right. Well, would you like to hear from Old Rose in Brooklyn, who is telling women how this is working?
No, but I'll say yes because we're doing the show.
Here it is.
Pheromones are like a secreted chemical hormone, and every person's pheromones smell different to different people. And I swear, if you vab, you will attract people like a day, a one night stand, or you'll just get free drinks all night.
I'm up
okay, first of all, stop.
You better be using your FDS if you're going to be vabbing.
Okay, that's just gross. That's just bad hygiene. Like guys don't. Okay. Also, and two, secrete, easily top three most uncomfortable words.
But disgusting words.
You could tell she's one of
secretion.
She sounds like one of those women who are like, oh yeah, don't shave your legs or your armpits either. Guys, really, it goes back to the animalistic days when you know.
You are right, cocoa butter, and they actually just came out. I think it's Palmer's.
No, Palmer's have been out for a minute.
But they just came out with the oil.
They've always.
Oh yeah,
had that.
The oil is.
They got the spray in the bottle.
Guarantee you, if there was like a shea butter with like made by Nestle's Toll House or something like that, or you know, like Keebler scented sort of like body cream, I guarantee you guys would be falling over.
You probably have never smelled. Have you ever smelled Palmer's cocoa butter?
Of course I have.
Oh, it smells just like vanilla. That
it's
smells like
it's
that
magical.
Thing. Yeah, keep your FDFs, ladies.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, please
keep that.
Yes,
you don't want no natural.
Speak softly
fragrances.
And carry a sword at the beach and keep your secretions to yourself.
Yep. And let's talk shake spots in San Francisco. Have you ever been to a shake spot in San Fran?
I think I have.
Shake spots.
A while back.
Like a strip club or a dance.
Okay. You say shake spot and I'm like, oh, I could go for like
this one is right up one Shime Time's alley.
Oh, hello?
Ooh, wow,
yeah. It's called Chinatown's Great Star Theater is the name of the spot.
Okay.
And they've announced The Empire Strips Back, a burlesque parody, a Star Wars burlesque show.
I'm actually glad we have Fitzy in today. He is the biggest Star Wars fan.
Whitney, I'm literally wearing a shirt that says Gare Stellari. That's Italian for Star Wars.
Okay, well then you guys will all love this. It's going to see some strip teases from Stormtroopers.
Okay.
Lack of faith in clothing disturbing.
I don't know who Boba Fett is.
Uh-oh. He was a bounty hunter.
Boba Fett is a bounty hunter?
And yes. Of course, probably the headliner, one Princess Leia.
Who is it? The popular slave Leia costume seems to be making its way.
I'm glad you asked, Shime. Now, she wore the famous slave Leia outfit in 1983's Return of the Jedi, not in the Empire Strips Back, but she would perhaps in her Cloud City attire, rather a fetching princess she made in that
tragic
scene.
See, that's Fitzy's wheelhouse because you're a big Star Wars guy, right?
So much so
that I just
took the family a few weeks ago to Boston Symphony Hall to see the Boston Pops play The Empire Strikes Back live.
You can't take the kids to this one though.
Yeah, are there intimate scenes in Star Wars?
I love you.
What do you mean?
Like, are there...
No intimacy.
No, I mean, there's a kiss. Yeah. There's a kiss. Okay.
Han Solo kissed Princess
Leia. There's intimacy between a father and son.
Spoiler alert.
I mean, that was from the original Star Wars. So.
The intimacy that takes place in Star Wars is usually of a completely different kind when people think too much about the force in their lives. So wait, there's a strip show?
It's a burlesque strip show. And it seems like Princess Leia will be, you know, the main attraction, if you will. And it's at a theater, The Empire Strips Back.
See, you've got all these different options right here for corny porn portmanteau pun titles, if you will. Stormtroopers should be porn troopers. Mm-hmm. You'd have Booba Fett instead of Boba Fett.
Okay.
And what would Princess Leia be?
That probably doesn't.
It's a classic right there.
Yeah.
But you got to definitely have Billy Dee Williams, Lando Calrissian.
Of course, he
was like the original, you know,
Han,
sex machine of.
There's still time to save. Han.
It's of course.
Is Darth Vader Star Wars or Star Trek?
That's the show for everybody. We will be talking. Gresham Keefe is on 2 hours earlier. Good night, everybody.
Yes, Darth Vader. Fitzy over here.
I'm not a Star Wars Star Trek person. Yes. I just never got into it.
You have to be to know that one.
Luke, I am your father. Engage maximum warp.
No.
Poor Fitzy over here.
Darth Vader is the greatest villain in movie history.
Right? Okay.
Hands down. Text line Twitch. Mm. Twitch.tv/BostonWEI 37937. Tell me otherwise. Voldemort?
Yeah.
Greater villain than Darth Vader?
Well, I mean, I'm not sure.
Never tell me the odds.
Exactly. Oh, God. I mean, Who, by the way, and who was also sexier, more virile? Who's like greater than Han Solo in his prime in Empire Strikes Back? You want to talk about
Rambo,
Rocky?
Rambo's pretty cool.
Those were a little too testosterone-y.
They Schwarzenegger were, any and Predator.
No, any Marvel character?
Good one.
I mean, listen, I also
in America.
I find, yes, of course, the local legend, Chris Evans, you know, America's ass, yes, is captain, you know, Robert Downey Jr., very handsome, virile in those as well.
Schwarzenegger, I also think Commando.
Paul Rudd.
Sly Stallone and Cliffhanger.
Excellent. Sly Stallone. Yeah.
Paul Rudd.
Yeah, Ant-Man.
Paul Rudd's great in Ant-Man.
Not like, what did you
he
say?
He won Sexiest Man in America a few years ago.
He's like dad vibe, though.
Yeah, he's like.
But I thought dad vibes were okay in the right context.
Brad Pitt and Troy.
How about Brad Pitt?
That's a good one.
Almost crappy movie. Great look. I will say this. The one that's coming out later this summer, Brad Pitt Karate Train. Well, I don't know exactly what it's called.
Bullet Train. Looks pretty good.
I'm calling it Karate Train.
Gerard Butler 300.
Looks. There you go. Yeah. No movie drove men to the gym faster or longer than Zack Snyder's 300.
Right.
I don't know.
King Xerxes.
Xerxes, that's right. Xerxes, look at Wiggy just busting that out of nowhere.
I saw that.
History teacher Wiggy.
Yeah, I mean, what was the other one? The other one was the prequel. But that one was
300 Rise
this
of the
Sparta.
I mean, the movie.
The
just
scene
drips.
Where he kicks the guy into the well that will was be forever.
This is Sparta.
I heard when you go to Northeast Men's Clinic, all they do is put on 300 and you walk out and you're just like ripped.
Yes.
It's a 20-minute workout. You can do it. Look it up. You can do like the 300 workout. They
that
did
was
like
a
this
wild
20-minute
time
workout.
Back then.
Just 20 minutes?
That's it. 20
That's
minutes.
Nice.
Of course, they probably wake up at 2:30 like Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah.
Have 7 turkey burgers, 300 pounds of egg whites.
Yeah.
That was a wild time, the Sparta days.
Those were wild times indeed.
I could have rolled with King Xerxes and his
crew.
And
you know what? You know what they used to do? There weren't any sharks in Sparta. You want to know why? Everyone carried a sword. All right. Hour number two. Thank you very much for the news, Ms. Courtney Cox.
You are very welcome.
When we return, we're going to talk some Patriots, another respected, if not well-known, media voice, a former Pro Bowler, hell, a former Heisman Trophy winner, has jumped on board the Mac Jones hype train for 2022. Wiggy, I don't even know if it's a hype train anymore. It might be becoming a hype bandwagon. We'll discuss on the other side. This is the Greg Hill Show here on WEEI.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.